Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
There's young guys.
This kid is just knocking on the door.
And then there's still the veteran guys.
What a great throw by Brady!
There's a wide spectrum, lend to a lot of competitive football.
And it is caught. How did he make that happen?
When you're in that driver's seat, everybody's looking at you.
To the end zone, touchdown!
There's something special about having the opportunity to change the fates of the game.
You know, we get one day a week to perform. If you're the quarterback, try to figure out how to win the game.
Welcome to Keyshawn. No J. Will, no Max this morning on ESPNU, ESPN Radio. I have no idea where these guys are, but I'm going to take over the reins today. Oh, there he is. Jay wasn't going to let me get 30 seconds by myself. Couldn't going to do it. Max Kellerman, where are you? Here's Max Kellerman coming in.
You're on this show by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. You keep eating bagels, I'm going to be by myself. Because 18 months ago, so to speak, maybe even 9 months ago, 10 months ago, 12 months ago, no one was eating open bagels sitting on a table. Yeah. And it was very fascinating to me.
Isn't it?
To walk by and see.
So hungry.
It's getting back to normal.
Wait, though. It's getting back to normal. But think about it, though. A year ago, bagel box out, donuts.
Nobody's touching it.
Man, they not touching them things. So I'm walking from the restroom. Rob Ninkovich and Jay, they're over there holding a whole conversation about
stuff, yeah.
Which and one we're going to touch hands. And take.
No,
and I sit there and said to myself,
I'm cutting myself a cinnamon raisin bagel.
But
that's my thing.
I'm not worried about the flavor and the kind and the cheese. And I'm just looking at it and saying, he wasn't touching that nine months ago.
No, the world is getting, there's some semblance of
but it's
normalcy
crazy.
Or more than a semblance.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
You know, everybody walking by, bagels,
but
donuts,
see,
whatever.
I did have this moment without calling people out where after I picked up the bagel, I cut it. Put my cream cheese on it. I'm eating it. I see somebody else coming there looking at what bagel they have. Like, how do you typically do that? For me, like, I'm looking. Like, I lean over. I look.
No, they put their hands on it.
This dude was like, like, touching all these.
That's what I'm saying.
But Max, I didn't think about it. So while I'm eating, I'm like, oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm already in it.
I couldn't wait to tell the story. And I'm looking at him, and I'm going. And I just kept going. I'm like, how could you? I don't give a damn how hungry you are. 12 months ago, you wouldn't doing that.
I was wondering why you look so changed.
First
you
of all,
look,
if you want to
so
move the
by
if you want to move it, there are napkins out there. Take a napkin and move it. What are you doing with your bare hands?
I don't go. That's not my deal, though.
Yeah,
it's just not my deal.
I would love to have a bagel, but I can't do it. If I eat a bagel, I got to go work out for an hour.
I don't know if I told this story before.
Yeah,
well, we're built differently, Max.
Yes,
as a player,
carbohydrates into pure muscle.
We had a coach as a player.
Yeah.
So Krispy Kreme had
become
big, and they finally brought it to the East Coast in New York. It had it on Long Island, first store. This was second year in the league.
Oh, wow, going way back.
And so, we used to have the rookies pick them up, boom, bring them to the
That's why I hate it, Max.
Yeah.
So the coach would come in. Yeah. Speaking of what Jay said and what you said, a coach literally would come in, so disgusting. He would pick, like, it's the same damn donut. He would pick it up. Look at it, didn't want it, put it back down.
Oh, come on.
It would be like, what are you doing?
You know how nasty athletes are, man. People be touching themselves, scratching, Can you know what I'm talking about?
You wonder why you'd like throwing up from food poisoning, right?
You see teammates digging their nose. I'm like, man, you stop digging in your nose in the corner like a badass kid. And then you can go touch the food. I hate Krispy Kreme.
So gross.
Handshakes. So here's one thing that the pandemic drove home for me. You know who has it right of every culture, how you say hello? The Japanese.
Yes, you bow.
From a distance,
you bow.
You show respect, you bow. There are different kinds of bows for different situations. And no one has to touch anybody. It's just good. I like that. Yeah, and by the way, if you live on the West Coast, which all of us have, and Key grew up there, any kind of neurosis you have that way gets worse. Like, it got to the point where I didn't, because you don't have to touch it. In the East Coast, everyone's packed together. West Coast, you don't have to touch anybody.
You have no idea. My sisters are the worst. They're germaphobes, though. Oh, man, they the worst. I went to...
Listen, as you just said that, I coughed in my hand. I rubbed my nose. You don't want to shake my hand?
Your hand.
Yes.
At all.
Tune into an NL East battle tonight as the Braves host the Mets. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Stop, man.
And the ESPN app.
You're going to start growing mold on your face, man.
He sits there, because when you're in L.A., I use that key smartly. Takes the Lysol.
He sprays the whole thing
down.
He's
right, man. I'm on the mic. I'm spitting into it. Yes.
Like, come on, man. I was doing this before the pandemic, though. Yeah. I'm just not. That's not. Sir Dave. Jay. I'm just telling you, I've never been an open box donut bagel guy. It's just not my, flies and people.
All right.
So, guys, Giants and Bears play this week. We're going to talk a little sports here. Zach Wilson's making his return for the Jets. Of those three teams, Giants, Jets, Bears, which team has the best long-term outlook, Key?
I really like what the Giants are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I know you hate Gettleman. He ruined the franchise.
But I love these guys.
But there's some pieces there. There's some stuff there. And the stuff that's there, you can identify. And they've done that. There's some pieces that's there. I think I like the coach. I like Joe Shane. I just like that. I like Joe Douglas. I still have my reservations about Robert Saleh as a head coach in his staff. I have my reservations about the quarterback that I can't evaluate.
Aren't you scared that he's taking a receipt on what you just said? He has receipts.
No, I don't.
Intimidate you with the receipts?
And he can bring them to me, and I'll exchange something for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll exchange. If he turns it around, he can bring the receipts to Joseph Keyshawn Johnson, and I will exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I have a policy. I'm willing to exchange.
Yes, refunds, full refund.
Full refund.
Yeah.
You're the greatest coach ever if that's the case.
If that's what happens, yeah.
It's not a problem. And then as far as the Bears go, it's still out. They're a lot like the Giants. Evaluation period. It's not really an evaluation period for the Jets, in my opinion. But the Giants and the Bears, it's evaluation.
I think the Bears get a pass. Eberflus, Ryan Pohl, first year. We'll see what they're doing.
They don't have
a lot to work with, nothing at all other than Montgomery and Justin Fields. I'm with the Brian Daboll for the Giants is probably my answer. And there was a situation that occurred in the Dallas game, and it's the way he handled it in the press, Max. It was Giants. It was like fourth and four. They went for it. They got it. They could have challenged it, right? But I guess Brian Daboll got word from up top that they got the first down. Don't do it. And the reporter tried to corner him in the post-game presser. Like, well, you should have challenged it, blah, blah. And the way he handled it, like, just thinking about Robert Saleh and the way, granted, different strokes are different folks, but the way he is with the media.
This is where the Giants were positioned in such a way where he makes the immediate tackle and you think, oh, maybe he got him, but no.
And also coming off Joe Judge and a lot of the uncertainty I heard in press conferences, right? How matter of a fact Brian Daboll was, but it wasn't disrespectful. Like, you don't know the game. It was very simple. Well, I connected with up top. They told me he got the first down. We decided to move on. We focused on the next play. It was so easy. I was like, oh, somebody that knows how to navigate this space and can answer and not be cornered and literally take the cheese, as you and I always talk about.
That's an interesting take. I'm with you guys. I think it's the Giants, but I don't think it's because they have great pieces or anything. I think football, the reason I'm so shocked about the Brady Belichick thing, not to bring it back to that, but I always just assumed in football, number one person in the organization is the coach. You got to get the coach right. If you have a great coach, you can make lemonade out of lemons, right? That's why I always thought it was more Belichick than Brady. He's the coach and the GM, right? So what did the Giants do? Which coaching tree, which franchise tree did they take from to plant their seed? They went to Buffalo. Now let's look what's happening in Buffalo. Did Buffalo have the first pick in the draft? No. They identified a guy that made a lot of sense for their climate, for where they're playing, cold weather. They identified a guy with a lot of raw tools that no one was sure that guy's going to work out, but they liked what they saw. They believed they could coach him up. They drafted him. They coached him up year over year. He got better. They brought in the right pieces to put him in the right situation, and now they are an NFL powerhouse. That is the right kind of thing, the way that franchise was organized and developed, and that is the seed that the Giants have planted to me with Shane and Daboll, at least on paper, and I like the early returns. That's why I think the Giants, forget about the pieces they have now. Going forward, I trust those dudes more than I trust the Jets, more than I trust Eberflus and the Bears. That's why.
What if they'd have taken somebody from New England?
Well, that has not always borne fruit, right?
How's that working out for the Raiders?
No, right now? I'm messing with Max about the whole Belichick tree and all of those sort of things. Yeah. So that's why I was like,
happy about taking it from Buffalo right now. I'm not trying to touch New England right now. I like Josh McDaniels key. I mean, like, you know, it is what it is. Track record speaks for itself.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just the front office. Look, Brandon Bean's done a tremendous job. He learned under Marty Herney in Carolina. He took some of those same principles and brought them to Buffalo. And then Joe Shane obviously follows. And now he's bringing some of those same things to New York and the Giants and Brian Daboll. I think the Giants, and I'll tell you, if they were a sorry football team.
What about what Jay said?
Developing football.
Let's put personnel aside because that's going to change over time. They're going to get another quarterback.
But it's all about how you. But even though it's changing over time, Max, it's all about how you structure things.
Yeah,
and the structure's getting into place. The foundation, and I know you hate Gettleman. Yeah. I know you hate him.
Yeah,
but he laid the concrete.
Ugh.
He laid the concrete.
No, he didn't.
We're building.
They got to restructure everything.
You can't
they
tell
gotta
me
break
that
up the
offensive linemen that they selected are just hot garbage.
Well, no, Andrew Thomas, he picked like top five in the draft or top seven in the draft for eight straight years, whatever it is. Yeah, he got one guy. He got a guy left tackle. Good for him. By the way, that's actually a horrible pick.
Position.
It's a horrible pick. Justin Herbert was available.
God. But see, Mike, this you're doing the New York radio thing.
Damn
Max.
Right.
Even though I know key questions, Robert Saleh. And I know we have Chris Canty coming on the show with us, and we'll be able to dive in. We'll be able to dive down into it even more.
One of the Chris's.
But I
they're identical.
That's my apologies.
Who could tell
Chris
them apart?
But I do give Joe Douglas credit on the talent that they drafted with the Jets, though, because that talent is pretty special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. So Chris Carlin is indeed here, co-host of Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Does that happen to you a lot, Chris? It's hard to tell you and Chris Canty apart. Are you guys getting confused for each
other
all the time?
That's my fault,
Carlin. Yeah, we're thinking about rebooting the movie Twins, I think. Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Yeah. So Jay brings up a point I think that's really interesting about Brian Daboll and the Giants. He's like, you like the cut of the guy's jib, right? Like, forget about anything else.
The cut of the guy's jib.
Yes. There's something. He seems comfortable in his own skin. Therefore, he's able to deal with the New York media. He's not trying to hide something or prove something. He's straightforward. And as a result, I think the Giants, because of what's in place, you know, GM coach, have the brightest future. Where are you? Because the Giants play the Bears on Sunday. Zach Wilson coming back for the Jets. Of those three teams, Giants, Bears, Jets, who's most likely to win a title first, do you think?
Well, here's the problem. We don't know what they're going to be. We know Daniel Jones is not the guy. We know this. And we also know that they've got a couple of pieces in place. They've got bookend tackles, which you like a lot. I like where the Giants are headed. It's just going to take a while. The Jets should be ahead of where they are, but it's hard to say that with all the issues they have right now. You don't know that Zach Wilson can stay healthy. That's the biggest problem of all. And then you've got coaches and players clearly, especially on the defensive side of the ball, not on the same page. The Jets have enough talent to be playing better than they are right now. They should be miles ahead of the other two, but I can't say that right now, and that's problematic.
And that's where I have my reservations with Robert Saleh and his staff. I'm not being critical because I don't like the guy. I don't even know the guy. I know what I see. And much like Chris is saying, they should be further ahead and they're not. And that's problematic to me. Chris, are we looking at the old Saquon Barkley right now? Is he back, or is this just a guy who's healthy and he looks a certain way, jump cuts, things of that nature? Are we going to see, as the season wears on, the guy from his rookie year?
Yeah, I think this is that guy, because what do they always say about ACLs and knee injuries? It's not the next year, it's the year after, right? So this guy finally, you know, Saquon finally looks comfortable like he used to. And I think he is that guy. Where it really gets interesting, Chris and I were talking about this yesterday, what happens week 8, week 9, Giants and Saquon are not, let's just say, even if they are talking, are they talking about a long-term deal, about a, you know, a Nick Chubb type deal of 3 for 36? If they're not close on that, Giants, I mean, you could argue they'd be best served to trade him away, because I don't think they're going anywhere this year. So at that point, you know, he's not going to sign a franchise tag. I don't think it would be in their best interest to keep him for the rest of the year if that's the case. I mean, if you could, in theory, if you're a team that really needs a boost and you feel like the running back is, you know, somebody who adds a little juice to the offense is worth a second or a third round pick, I think you're going to see more teams go by the Rams philosophy of blank them picks when it comes to that around the trade deadline.
Mm. Chris Carlin, co-host of Canty and Carlin, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Chris, Zach Wilson is, you know, projected to play this weekend, Sunday, versus the Steelers. What are your expectations that you need to see from him, considering this is his first game back?
He's got to not turn the football over. And my biggest thing outside of the health, he wants to play this, you know, out on the run, make plays, running all over the place style of football. And that's fine as long as you're not making the bad decisions with that down the field. If you're throwing it up and hoping that somebody goes and makes a play, like, you're just asking for it. Like, he hasn't reached that point where he has earned that. He needs to be just smarter taking care of the football. I think the best thing they can do this weekend is run the ball. I mean, you know, the Steelers are a really good defense. There's no TJ Watt. But if you look at what the Patriots did 2 weeks ago, that's what they did in the second half of that game. And they ended up running the ball down the Steelers' throats, and they had it for the last 6.5 minutes. And Patriots are not a good football team.
No, they're not. I think that's a great point, by the way. Zach Wilson looks like the kind of guy who, you know, he's trying to imitate Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, the off-platform amazing throws. But in fact, he's trying to also rely on a little luck, it seems, right? Like, if you chuck it, then maybe something good happens and you're a big hero. I like the way you said that, Chris. You have to earn that, right? You got to earn that over time. That's not something you come in the league doing.
One of the things you do with a young quarterback, Max, J, and Chris, and I've been around young quarterbacks, and I've been around quarterbacks that was not efficient at all, couldn't do certain things. And I'm not applying this to Wilson, but what you do as a coaching staff is you don't even give him that option to have to worry about those sort of things. You know what you call it? You call it dummying it down.
Right.
You dummy it all the way down.
He's young.
You dummy it down and easy plays. Here's a screen there. There's a hitch there. Put
Cooper
him on.
Rush.
You know, just
Mac
dummy
Jones.
It down. So, dummy it down.
That's what they did for Mac as a rookie.
So if we're all in agreement that the Jets should be further ahead schedule-wise than where they are, and if this year doesn't pan out, it turns into another losing season, which it's definitely going to do, and you find out that Zach Wilson isn't the guy, what does that say about Joe Douglas? I know a lot of people are going to start talking about Robert Saleh. Is Robert Saleh does Joe Douglas just get a pass here, or is it Robert Saleh first to fall on the sword?
I don't think he gets a pass. And look, the Jets continue to cycle through people. At some point, you have to have some consistency. And Joe wasn't stupid. You know, he turned the job down a couple of times until he got a 6-year contract. You know, that was the smartest thing he could do. And if you look at all of the other talent, with maybe the exception of what's happened with Mekhi Becton, it's been a very good influx of improved talent for the Jets. So
he was snake bit.
Is he going to be in some trouble?
No.
Maybe, but I don't think he should.
I don't think he'll be in trouble. You know what happens, Chris, in this situation? He inherited
The last guy. What was that guy's name? The one he had to get rid
coach,
of.
Mike McCagney.
No, the coach he had to fire.
Adam Gase.
Oh, so he
inherited Adam Gase, right?
After that introductory press conference, I can't believe it went south for Adam Gase.
He didn't hire Adam Gase.
Yeah.
So in the end, he's done a good job of assembling talent. His first hire, true hire, was Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. So you usually get two.
If you're a GM,
you usually get two hires before they say, you know what, this guy doesn't know what he's doing
either. Chris, according to that logic, which I think is right, that sounds right, you know, if just from observation, it's like you get to hire two coaches as a GM, and then it's like, okay, you can't get this right, you're out of here. But by that logic, he would want to keep Saleh around for a minute, right? Because it gives him more runway.
Because you can't keep him around if they're not winning.
Well, I mean,
you got to go to him and say, hey, man, I love you and everything, and I hired you. And I put talent in front of
you. Got to go in another direction.
We won four games. We won six games in 2 years. Not going to happen. So I hear you take – I hear you got a problem with me, Chris, about my Cowboys take. If they could get past the Eagles and win 13 games, they get a bye, and they'll wind up probably being in the Super Bowl. And you want to chew my head off about that, I hear.
Well, I just think it's more likely that I'm going to drop 100 pounds between now and February. That's all. 13 games, Keith. 13 games. I'm looking at this. And
In other words, they have no intention of doing that even. That's what that means. They don't even have a plan to do it.
Wait.
Because Chris is there going, I ain't trying to lose no 100 pounds between now. And maybe you could do it if I tried.
But Chris, what's their record as it stands today?
See, they're 2-1 right
okay.
now.
Okay, so do you give them a pretty good chance of beating the Washington football team to go 3-1?
I give the three of you a pretty good chance of beating the Washington football team.
Okay, so they go 3-1. They got, after that, I think it's the Rams, then Philadelphia. We don't know.
Yep.
They got a defense, and they got a solid defense. And when they decide to run the football and push the pile, they can do that. So we got to wait and see the next two games after Washington, what they look like. I just think that if they can get to 13-4, get a bye, they'll probably wind up in the Super Bowl.
Chris Carlin.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of ifs, you know? If they get to 13-4, they would have a bye.
They say we if it.
Yeah.
But, Keith, Philadelphia's better than they are. The Rams, even now, are better than they are. And
but best team not always win, Chris. Best team doesn't always win.
And do we know for a fact that the Eagles and the Rams are better than the Cowboys? Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I don't.
I think we do. Based on what we saw in week one, I think we do.
I don't.
Key, look, who here has actual NFL experience? That's all I want to say. I meant playing Madden. That's okay. Me and Chris.
Well,
Chris and
by
me.
That logic, listen, by that logic, I'm insulted that you didn't ask me about the whole bagel situation, because anybody that touches a bagel and doesn't eat the bagel should be arrested on the spot.
1,000,000%,
Chris. A lot of wisdom from Chris.
There's a lot of people going
Carlin,
to jail in this
sure.
building.
Yes.
Thanks, Chris.
Nasty.
Thanks, guys.
Check out, you can get more jewels from Chris Carlin, co-host of Canty and Carlin, at between 3 and 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. And ESPN Plus. You know what the best part about having Chris Carlin on now? Chris Canty can't come in and try to inspect my shoes, see if I got the.
Your shoes is cool today.
Yeah. Well, now I'm going to start wearing darker shoes. I'm going to cop a pair of off whites or something that you're supposed to get a little messed up, so I don't ever have to hear it again. See what I'm saying? Who can go through two pairs a month? That's enough for it.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tua sustained neck and head injuries after being sacked. He remained down for nearly 10 minutes before being stabilized, removed via a stretcher.
I've seen a lot in my 12-year career. It shakes you up a little bit.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. ESPN News presented by Progressive Insurance. KJM Nation, you can join the show on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Guys, Tua Tagovailoa, tough guy, man. Tough, right? Like, little dude playing a giant sport, and we clearly had something go on last week. Legs went to jelly all of a sudden, then regained his composure, called it a back injury after the fact. I mean, if it's spinal, I suppose that's the back, right? Or your back could also hurt, as Key points out. But clearly, everyone watching, that I know, including me, looks and goes, oh, something neurological just happened. That's, you know.
Well, he's not right.
He ain't right.
Yeah.
And then, what's going to happen? 4 days, quick turnaround to play again in Cincinnati, and got his bell rung again when he got sacked into the back of his head, slammed against the turf, and you could see immediately Tua. This is, of course, Thursday night's game. Tua, the Miami Dolphins quarterback, against the Cincinnati Bengals, defending AFC champions. Tua immediately, his hands freeze in this rigid position with his fingers splayed. And if I'm a boxing guy or football guy, an MMA guy, if you watch violent sports, Jay has experience catching an elbow from Shaq. You know what it looks like when
something
happens. I know
what it feels like.
You know what it feels like, and you also just know what it looks like when some neurological event takes place that's you know, present in someone's, you know, physical composure and behavior. Anyway, he was taken loaded onto a stretcher, taken away, although he remained on the field for almost 10 minutes. The Dolphins said shortly before halftime that Tua was conscious and had movement in all his extremities at the hospital. That's good, of course. University of Cincinnati Medical Center. After the game, they said Tua was expected to be released from the hospital Thursday night and travel back to Miami with the team. Guys, let's listen to Mike McDaniel, Miami head coach, on what went into the decision to play Tua on short rest after obviously something that happened in the last game.
I mean, what goes into every one of those decisions, that, you know, it starts with your medical staff, but then there's independent specialists that look into it too. There's an entire protocol, and then you're talking to the player as well. So, probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 different layers of a process and decision making, like you do with all players.
So I'm going to go off another quote that Mike McDaniel said last night that I heard, because I think that leads into the next part, which he said, "It's an emotional moment. It's not a part of the deal you sign up for. His teammates and myself were concerned, but he got checked out and is nothing more serious than a concussion." Yo.
Concussions are serious. Yeah.
The ineptitude of that comment really bothers me. And Keith, for some reason, reading that, my brain goes to, okay, Junior Seau. Like, was that just a concussion? Like, and I know that some people will say, hey, Jay, get off your high horse. He chose to go back in the game. But at some point, we have to treat this as if players aren't always going to do what's in their best interests. And I go back to, this is the NFL's concussion safety protocol that needs to be better. I call for it. I call them out for it. Because when I see it, and then you're telling me, hey, what you saw, Jay, that wasn't it. It was the back. Me as an athlete, I've seen backs. We had Rob Ninkovich up here on the show. And Max, we were having this spirited conversation after the break about, he was giving an example of UFC fighters. And he's like, we've seen guys get knocked. We've seen guys get up and get wobbly, and then they can't make their place about what's going on. So my thing is, when you saw that with Tua, why was he even allowed back in the game, even if he did check out with a hit where you saw him visibly able not to walk, his knee buckled? That is a sign of someone who was concussed.
Yeah, you're talking about week three against the Buffalo Bills.
Last week, four or five days ago, on a short week, now you're playing against the Bengals? It just feels like it's set up for failure to a degree.
Well, I want to first preface this by saying, everyone keeps saying the NFL. It starts with the Miami Dolphins.
It's the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. It's both.
Then it becomes the NFL,
sure,
because the Dolphins have their own independent situation, their own doctors, their own everything. Even if he was wobbly and wanted to go back in the game, as a coach in a front office, and a general manager, and a president of a team, and an owner, you see the same things I see. You now pick up the phone, you call downstairs, and you say, "Nah, man, it's okay. Just keep him out. We got Teddy B to back him up. This is why we have a backup. This is our potential franchise quarterback." It's almost like the Brandon Staley situation in Los Angeles with Justin Herbert. You don't just put a guy back in a game because he says he wants to do it.
With cracked ribs and
you,
a
you don't
blowout
do stuff
loss.
Like that. You don't do that. The Miami Dolphins are at fault as much as many people want to say the NFL. The Miami Dolphins are the team that he plays for.
You guys.
Okay? They're the ones that have to take his ass off the field and keep him off the field and evaluate him on a consistent basis along with the independent individual. And that's something that clearly they felt winning and trying to get a W was more important point in time.
But this is why, that's right. And this is why, Jay, your point is important. But you guys have, go ahead.
But I was going to say, because I've been there before. Mm-hmm. I got hit, and people was like, oh, my God, I got hit. The coach and them said, man, you're done. Give me your helmet. I'm like, no, I could go in. I was obviously mad. And I was checked out all right. But they kept me out of the game.
So you got protected from yourself.
Yes,
so,
and that was the organization.
This is why Jay's point is valid here. It's a strong one. You guys ever see the show House MD?
Mm-hmm.
I have people in my house who love that show. So Hugh Laurie started. So it's about, basically, it's Sherlock Holmes. That's why they call him House. But it's in a hospital. He's a doctor, and the disease is the culprit, right? And he's trying to figure out from all
too.
The clues, and he's a genius, and he's trying to figure out from all the clues what's causing these symptoms. Uh-huh. That's every episode. But what's interesting is, in every episode, or in many episodes, the it was on my house all the time. In many episodes, one of the accomplices to the disease was the person himself, the patient themselves. They, for whatever reason, weren't being fully honest about what was going on. They're protecting someone, or they're embarrassed, or whatever it is, right? And so he had to work around. Not only he had to find all the clues, but he had to work around the person who's blocking him. That's the player. The player is an accomplice to the team. That's why what Jay is saying about the league, even though you're right, it's the Dolphins, and that's the player, the league has to make sure that they have very strict protocol because the team is incentivized to play the player. The player is incentivized to play for the team. Someone's got to be the good parent here, right? Someone's got to step in and say, no, y'all can't.
Yes,
I know you
absolutely
can't do that. All right, we're going to continue this conversation all morning. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
So what's wrong with bagels, man?
It's not bagels.
I had a bagel. There were a lot of bagels.
My people's contribution to the culinary arts.
Well, it's not the bagels. It's the.
Did you say culinary?
Yeah.
Is it not culinary?
Culinary, yeah. By the way, yeah.
You know, Max be talking 1,000 miles an hour.
No, because Max be calling me out for words.
No, I do. I have quirks in my culinary. I get teased about that all the time.
When we get focused, we can speak in front of 20,000 people with no problem.
Yeah,
exactly.
It just goes fast.
They would think I went to Duke and Harvard when I get in front of 20,000 people. My suit's on. And
damn, Duke and Harvard? Yeah. Why you get so stiff?
Selling Newport Beach real estate.
Yeah, all stiff. Not Harvard, Columbia. Yeah. Anyway, it's not the bagels. It's the open containers or the catering and people walking by the buffet, the buffets. That's what it is. It's like those donuts and bagels are sitting on a shelf, Jay. Who eats that?
No, not if it's open. Gotta be packaged.
I don't like the buffets at all.
The buffets, man, my bad.
Yeah.
You said buffets first, and then you said buffets afterwards.
Because you got him conscious about pronouncing right. He's like, I better say that T.
What they need is a buffer
between the people's hands and that and those damn bagels is what they need.
Because imagine, so right now we're sitting in here, and it's 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9 o'clock, we can get up and we can go out there.
Yep.
Do you know how many people have walked past that, touched that, looked at that, smelled that, decided not to take that and put it back?
So there were about 15 bagels left. That was when did we make our bathroom break? Was that 30 minutes ago?
30 minutes ago.
How many bagels do you think will be left by the time we come back for a 9 o'clock hour?
Probably some of them will be gone.
Six.
15.
I mean, there's other options.
Because you got Get Up, you got First Take coming in, you got the makeup crew.
You got
staff all around that.
Oh,
you got producers outside and our like.
Hey, when you're on an airplane and you use the bathroom, do you take a? I take a cocktail napkin and I open the door with the cocktail.
Always
napkin.
Do it.
Elbow push open.
Down. Yeah, I use my foot sometimes.
Yeah, but how do you turn? You got to turn the handle on the door.
No, if the bathroom is shut,
you got to take a. I take a cocktail napkin.
Most of the time, it's not the turn.
But what about when it is?
You can push it and it folds.
But what about when it's shut?
Then I'm probably if I don't have a napkin, I'll take my shirt.
How do you use the napkin? How do you use after you wash your hands the napkin dispenser where you have to put your finger? No, the one we have to put your finger in and roll it. To get it out.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, no, I take it out first. Then I wash my hands.
You can't take it out. You can't take it out. It's inside.
Yeah, no, I have to get in there, but then I wash my hands and I have the napkin already.
He's talking about the ones on the side.
On the side, I don't know what to do.
What I do is I roll it, then I wash my hands, then I already have it out. Then I dry, and then I open the door with the napkin.
Throw it, so simple. Open the door with it, keep it open,
and then throw it. I'm just stuck there with my hands up like Talladega Nights.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN app's on your phone already, I guarantee you. For some reason, it's not. Download it takes 1 second. Click on it. On the lower right-hand corner, once you click on the app, you'll see more. Click on that, scroll down, and listen live. Got that? You take us with you. You don't have to be in your car. Oh, but I'm not in the car. I want to hear what's going on. I got to get into work. Take us with you on the ESPN app.
Guys, I want to listen to the Three Stooges.
That's right, the Three Stooges.
Which one's it? Who are we?
I want to be Mo. I don't want the other two. There's no wins in the other two.
What's the bald head dude name?
Curly.
Curly.
Obviously. Curly. You got the bald head.
Obviously, you're curly. Bald head.
And then when Harry Douglas is here, he's Shemp. Remember Shemp?
He is Shemp.
Yeah, he's Shemp. He fills in for Mo.
Mo
is
the mean one, right?
Mo is the one smacking everybody. So that makes me Larry.
Larry.
I actually kind of like Larry. Larry's the most underrated stooge. Yeah. He's the most underrated stooge.
Obviously, you know the originals.
Oh, yeah. Three Stooges used to come on before Abbott and Costello, and that led into the Yankees games on Sundays, man. I was there.
Three Stooges was just,
yeah, man.
Man, my aunt used to get mad at me for watching that when I was a kid.
For what?
They just, man, aunties, dog.
Yeah,
that's all I can tell you. They didn't like me watching I Love Lucy. They didn't like none
of that. The Honeymooners?
They didn't like none of that.
I know what time, yeah.
What would they want you to do?
Well,
they didn't like that comedy.
He's not getting it, kid. He's not getting it.
I got
He's
you.
Not getting it.
Little Rascals?
I don't think that was a problem.
My parents, Buckwheat. Nah.
You know what's interesting about the Little Rascals, guys? Clearly stereotypes, right? There's a stereotype there. However, every single one of those kids was nuts. Like, if you made Alfalfa the black character, you'd be like, look what they did to the black.
Why does his name have to be Buckwheat?
Right, 100%. What that overlooks is they had a black kid in the crew back then.
The greatest.
You know, he was in the crew back then.
One of the greatest skits in the history.
Give you credit for just being in
the crew. Of Saturday Night Live.
Back then?
In the history of Saturday Night Live. And I'm not laughing at the President of the United States for being shot or anything like that. But the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
When Buckwheat got shot?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, anyway. And that's what
Eddie
Murphy, right?
Eddie Murphy is Buckwheat, yeah.
Buckwheat has just been shot. They go to Ted Koppel. I was a kid. And they did this, like, I think the president got attacked on a Monday, and then they did it on a Saturday. And I was like.
Ruthless.
It was ruthless.
Ruthless.
Buckwheat has just been shot.
That was the time Reagan got,
That's what I said. Because, you know, people, he's making fun of the president for being shot.
No, I'm talking about a statement of fact. SNL did the skit. Yeah.
I miss that Eddie Murphy, man.
You know, he'll never do stand-up again because there's too much pressure.
It's too much, yeah.
How can you? You're the GOAT. You're the greatest of all time. Anything you do, it's going to disappoint.
But also, we're hypersensitive about everything now, right?
Oh,
so
No, he did a skit.
You showed that to me last year.
Oh, did I?
We're in studio. It was the greatest. First time I watched,
I lost it. Mr. White and Buckwheat has just been shot. You remember Mr. White?
Mr. White, come on. I am Mr. White. What are you talking about? I'm deep cover.
You're white about that.
Mr. White got on the bus.
He got on the bus, and if you're white, you don't have to pay. Eddie Murphy, the idea is he puts on white face to go deep cover and find out what white people act like when black people aren't around. And what he discovered, and white people, I'm sorry, I have to give up the gig now. We're going to have to let them in on this. Is that he gets on the bus for free. Oh. They're all having a party.
They waited, though.
He get a loan at the bank with nothing.
They waited for the black dude to get off the bus, and then they had the party.
Yeah, and then he goes into the bank to give him whatever he wants.
He goes into the bank originally as a black dude. They're like, oh, sorry, sir, we're not going to be able to give you anything. He goes back as a white dude. They're like, don't worry about the papers. Just take it. And that was going on way back then. It was just funny. But anyway, we got derailed by
me.
See,
if three of us go into business, you got to just send me in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Clean up, put on a suit and tie.
Sure.
I'll front the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
You want to hear about? We want to hear real quick from Davante Adams comparing the Raiders and Packers. This is from the press conference Wednesday. All right, listen.
People always got to break something down. So at the end of the day, I mean, we're losing these games by, you know, a small margin at the end of the day. So we win those games. They're not talking about that. They don't care. They, you know, all the Green Bay people will definitely still be on that and talk about, you know, try to compare the stats and all of that. But we're not doing this thing for stats at the end of the day. So I don't think anybody's tripping about that.
Yeah, 100%. You're not ever doing it for statistics. That's what I try to tell you guys all the time. And yeah, people going to point to the success Green Bay might be having right now and the lack of success that the Raiders are having right now. But you can't have it both ways if you're the Raiders and Josh McDaniels. If I'm 0-3, cool. I don't need a catch. I don't need nothing. And we're 3-0. But if we 0-3, you better give me the damn ball every chance you get, because I didn't come here to fail at both.
This is Odell's whole beef with the Giants and with the Browns, and everyone misinterpreted it at the time. Odell was fine if he never got thrown the ball. I mean, not really, but, you know, like, don't throw him the ball. If we're winning,
you're fine. Give me a catch.
That means they're making a contribution. You're not getting the ball because you're covered, so someone's open.
Yes.
But if you're not getting the ball and they're also not moving the chains, time out, everybody. Right?
I was going to say ask Coach Parcells, but when we get him on soon, ask him what I told him one time in the Seattle game. We played in Seattle. I told him, I said, man, you better give me the damn football. Mm-hmm. Or what else are we going to lose? Period. Oh, it wound up getting to me. We won.
Are we sure Belichick's a greater coach than Bill Parcells? That's what I'm saying. It's not undisputed. Bill Parcells is right in that conversation.
Bill Parcells won wherever he went. Utilize people, man. You got to. If we're winning, not a problem. I'm celebrating with y'all. Lemon drops for everybody. I mean, that's the reality of it. Or apple martinis back in that
lemon
day.
Chicken wings with the lemon drops?
I've never had that combination.
Lemon pepper my wings?
I don't think I've ever had. What?
AY Keyshawn has major concerns about Davante Adams, head coach, coming up ESPN Radio.
What? From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.